We know that the pilgrims are off and walking. They are carrying Jesus from four regions of the United States. They will be gathering for the Eucharistic Congress coming up in summertime. Now, the Sarah route, which began in California, it is by far the longest route of all of the pilgrimages. And as it made its way from California into Nevada, we were invited by the Oregon Knights of Columbus State Representative Ken Anderson to join in the pilgrimages. They were going out there to meet Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament as it crossed from Nevada into Oregon. Ken is joining me today. He is back from that tour, and he's sharing the information with us today. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Brenda. Thank you so much for having me again on the show. I really appreciate it. I'm really excited to share a lot of news and details about this amazing trip and pilgrimage that was well worth it.
Wow, Ken. So last time we had an opportunity to talk, you invited Knights of Columbus and their families and anybody else listening to join you and make your trek across the state of Oregon as Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament passed from Nevada into Oregon on May 26th. So tell our listeners a little bit about kind of that day as you were getting ready to gather up and make this trek out there so that way you were ready to meet the procession.
Yes, this is pretty incredible. This was a once-in-a-lifetime experience, definitely a can't-miss event. And so all the state officers happened to be in Central Oregon anyway for our yearly planning meeting and getting ready for the next fraternal year. And so we decided, especially since we're already out in Central Oregon anyway, we might as well go ahead and proceed on to the southeast corner. And so in order to accommodate the different schedules of the state officers, we all met in Burns, and a group of us all piled into one car and took kind of a little mini road trip down to McDermott, Nevada together. And that was a fun time, and we're all really excited and looking forward to welcoming the pilgrims and the Blessed Sacrament as they all progressed through Nevada into Oregon.
That was a really exciting. So when you finally got to the starting point, were you just kind of waiting to see when the pilgrimage was going to make its way there? What was it like that morning on the 26th?
Basically, we actually got there towards the afternoon on the 26th.
Oh, okay.
And the pilgrims were expected to arrive by around 3:30 p.m., according to the schedule. But they actually ended up having some mechanical issues with their vehicle, and so they ended up being delayed by 2 hours. And yet, that did not stop any of us faithful pilgrims who were waiting in that small little church, the Sacred Heart Church in McDermott, Nevada. We waited there for 2 hours, but we were eagerly excited and anticipating greeting our Lord when it was time for him to arrive. We decided to make the best of our time by praying some rosaries together and getting to know each other a little bit better and hearing where all everybody was from around the state. And so that was a really wonderful experience. I would also add, too, that I think the fact that we had to wait 2 hours actually even helped to contribute to the excitement, because that 2 hours gave us time to really build up that excitement within us and that yearning and longing to see our Lord. And that's exactly what Bishop Carey actually also shared with all of us too while we were waiting almost at the 2 hour mark.
Oh, I love that. It's like that song, "We Will Wait Upon the Lord," and you waited, and sure enough, that pilgrimage came to you. Tell our listeners a little bit about what it was like when then finally after that 2 hour wait, well, there was Jesus coming along with those pilgrims.
Well, so we actually started a third rosary right when we received word that the pilgrims were back on the road and they were on their way. They were able to fix their issues. And so As I was praying that rosary, I could really feel deep down inside that excitement, like, he's coming, he's almost here. And it was just so profound, like, you know, that excitement. And so then, you know, I would kind of go inside and outside of the church to find out news from different people who are waiting outside, or also communicating with those who are in the church. And so when I received word that the pilgrims were literally in McDermott and they were on their way, I was so excited. I I walked into the church and brought the news to everybody, and I was like, he's here! And I was just so excited. And so then we finally went out, and just seeing that van pull up to the church was just, wow!
How exciting. Ken, about how many people do you think were there at that time?
At McDermott, I would say probably maybe ballpark a good 30 or 40.
Wow, wonderful. Well, once it made its way in, and of course we know you said vehicle for our listeners to understand, through some of these rural areas where the distances were so, so long that they are taking a portion of this walking pilgrimage by vehicle. But then once it got into these little smaller towns and even some of the bigger cities, they are on foot. So that was on May 26th. So from there, what happened after the Blessed Sacrament came through into the state of Oregon?
Yeah, so we spent a very, very short amount of time in adoration at McDermott, and then we participated in a driving procession from McDermott to Burns. And the Knights of Columbus there at Burns were there ready to greet us, and they had dinner ready for us, and they were ready to welcome the Lord to be adored throughout the nighttime as well. And so that was really an amazing experience, just driving through the desert from McDermott to Burns, where there was quite literally nothing but desert there. And it was really profound because Bishop Carey talked about how Jesus was leading us through the desert. And it was a really wonderful retreat. And just seeing that long caravan of cars on the road was pretty amazing, especially because I don't know about you, but I probably wouldn't necessarily be in that part of Oregon for other reasons except to see our Lord. And so to see that many people there seeing our Lord and driving on that road was incredible.
If you are just tuning in, Ken Anderson is joining us once again. Of course, Ken is the Oregon State Deputy for the Knights of Columbus, and he is back to tell us about how the National Eucharistic Pilgrimage went as it made its way through the corner of Oregon. So from that time, how did the next journey go for you? How long were you part of the pilgrimage?
So I participated during the whole time that it was in Oregon. So I greeted the pilgrims in McDermott, Nevada, and then I actually took the whole route into Fruitland, Idaho, where I shook hands with the Idaho State Deputy, and I placed him in charge of looking after the pilgrims during his segment of the Eucharistic pilgrimage. So that was a really wonderful handshaking opportunity where I was really transferring over that responsibility to my brother State Deputy in Idaho.
Oh, again, such blessed days over Memorial Weekend that the National Eucharistic Pilgrimage made its way through the corner of Oregon. So, Ken, here's the question. Now that you have been a part of it, it sounds like, as you said, it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. How do you build on the excitement, and how do all of us build on this opportunity to grow in love with Jesus and the Blessed Sacrament? How are you going to bring this excitement back to the Knights of Columbus and to the state of Oregon?
Absolutely. Well, devotion to the Eucharist is a top priority in the Knights of Columbus order-wide. And so our Supreme Knight, Patrick Kelly, has said many times that we are to be Knights of the Eucharist. And so that means that we need to continue to promote more holy hours and encourage more Knights of Columbus councils to hold regular holy hours in the parish or in the Adoration Chapel. I know that statewide we'll be implementing some statewide holy hours throughout this year as well. And, you know, I guess one other thing that I would mention too is that this event that we had was certainly a once-in-a-lifetime event, you know, participating in this procession through southeastern Oregon. But the good news is, the bright side is that our Lord is present in the Blessed Sacrament in any Catholic parish. And so there's going to continue to be plenty of opportunities for holy hours that people can participate in going forward.
In every tabernacle in the world, there is our Lord. So what a blessed opportunity that you had to be part of that Eucharistic pilgrimage. And all of the blessed opportunities all of us have to sit in adoration with our Lord. Ken, thank you so very much for joining us today. And thank you for sharing this wonderful experience with our listeners.
Thank you very much for having me.